1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this Doug?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Oh, thank God. Oh, my name's Connor.
Who?
Connor. I'm the new vending machine operator for your business.
You gotta speak up. I can't hear you. Get closer to the phone.
I dropped my phone. I can't get that close to it. This is as close as I can reach.
Who are you?
I'm the new vending machine operator for your business. Brent hired me.
Brent hired you?
Yeah. I really need your help, though.
Well, call Brent.
I tried.
If he hired you, call Brent.
No, I tried, but his phone's been off or something, and he gave me your number to call in case of an emergency, and this is definitely an emergency.
What happened? What did someone hurt? What?
Well, okay, first, I want to let you know, I know we've never met before, but it's a privilege to work for you, okay?
That's very nice. I'm sure you're a very nice guy.
I love my job. Just please don't fire me.
Just tell me the emergency. We'll get to all this later. What happened?
Oh, God. So, as you know, as a vendor for your company, sir, I have to stock the snacks at a bunch of businesses.
Yes, I know how you. I know. Get to what happened. I know how vending works.
On Friday, I was in one of the buildings, and I don't remember which one it was, but I got really tired.
Oh.
I just did something really dumb.
Are you crying?
I'm sorry. I am. I'm sorry.
God, look, if there's something going on in my business, you need to man up right now, stop crying, just tell me straight out what happened.
Okay, so I was really tired, so I needed to take a quick cat nap.
You're telling me that you took a nap in one of my prime businesses where my machines are at?
No, I mean,
are you out of your mind?
I'm in somewhere I can't get out of. I need help.
Are you in jail?
No, I'm just going to say it, okay? I don't know what to do because I fell asleep inside the vending machine and now I'm locked inside.
What the? What?
I don't know. It just looked comfortable and there were snacks.
Wait, how did you?
Oh. I know, stupid.
How did you get in a vending? What, you can't fit in a vending machine.
No, I'm bendy. I'm really bendy. I just moved some stuff over and then I squeezed in, but it was too tight.
Where are you?
That's the thing. I don't remember.
Connor, listen. Calm down. Calm down. I'm going to help you.
My tears are running up my face. Connor, it's weird.
Connor, I got 400 businesses. You've got to remember one thing. I can't send someone to 400 businesses.
Okay, let me think. I can't think of anything.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Connor, what did the building look like from an address, a sign outside?
I don't remember. That was 3 days ago.
3 days ago? You've been in a machine for 3 days?
Yeah.
And now you finally caught me?
I'm lucky that I fully stocked it before I got in, because there's lots of snacks in here, but I'm running low.
Oh my God, you're in there for 3 days?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What did you do for a bathroom?
I've been holding it. It
for
hurts.
3 days, you're holding it?
I've been drinking my own pee.
What the f***? What is wrong with you?
I'm trying to stay alive.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a terrible person. I'm thirsty, though. I've been rationing dip cups of ranch. It's the only liquid besides the pee.
Listen, keep your phone on. I'm calling 911.
No!
I can't help you.
No, please don't do that. Don't call the cops.
I can't help you.
No.
Save the phone battery. Maybe they can trace it.
Hopefully, this is super embarrassing. I don't want it on the news.
You're going to drop dead in my machine. I don't want that on the news.
No, it's going to show up on a website that's going to say, like, oh, idiot vending machine worker stuck in his own vending machine, drinks pee.
That's not my problem. You're the one who climbed in there for 3 days.
No, can't you just, like, YouTube it?
YouTube what? What are you talking about?
Like, how if you get kidnapped and put in a trunk, there's, like, a release lever from the inside, or maybe, like, a vending machine has one. Just YouTube
No, because nobody's stupid enough to climb in one.
No, I knew you'd say that. That's why I got to tell you it's a prank phone call.
What? Yeah. Wait, say that again. What'd you say? What'd you just say?
I said, I'm not really stuck in a vending machine. I don't work for you. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
I am kidding you.
I can't believe it. Holy sh**.
Don't worry, man. It's a joke. Brent set you up because he said this was the first time he hired a guy without your permission. He wanted to mess with you.
You said that you were drinking your piss inside of the vending machine. I was like, what the f***?
It's bitter.
What are you doing?
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.